A year ago, environmental groups won a court injunction against the village of Painted Post, preventing them from continuing water shipments for fracking operations in Pennsylvania. Last week, the case was brought before the state Supreme Court, with officials from the town and Steuben County vying for a different outcome. The Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports.
The village of Painted Post has a five-year contract with Shell Oil subsidiary Schweppe. The deal calls for up to 1 million gallons of water a day to be shipped by rail to supply gas fracking operations in Pennsylvania. Painted Post has the capacity to draw on 4 million gallons of reservoir water per day. Since the community need is far lower than that, village officials entered into the deal in 2012, with expectations the sale would bring in up to $2.5 million annually. But in March 2013, a lower court ruled that village officials had failed to conduct a proper environmental impact assessment, and shipments were halted. Attorneys for the village argued that the water sales are exempt from a state environmental review, because they represent the sale of surplus property. But Sierra Club attorney Richard Lippis says that's not the case when it comes to natural resources.
It clearly is not the kind of surplus that the Department of Environmental Conservation was talking about when it talked about surplus property, and they gave examples of computers and scanners and old automobiles and trucks and things of that sort. They didn't indicate anything like a natural resource.
Attorneys for the village declined to comment, but Lippis says environmental groups are concerned the practice will have a negative effect on water quality in the aquifer.
Our concern is for the water quality and the continuing availability of this resource. Sierra Club is opposed to hydrofracking, but that wasn't the reason this lawsuit was brought.
The New York State Conference of Mayors has expressed concern about the injunction, saying it could endanger thousands of water sale contracts in financially depressed towns statewide. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.